Lawrence Hill Honored with UTS H.J. Crawford Award by Ron Fanfare. In running gear after completing an 8-kilometer road race in 1971, Lawrence Hill hurried to the University of Toronto Schools, UTS, to write the entrance exam. I remember my father saying, "You are not getting into that school," the best-selling and critically acclaimed author and educator recounted. I was not quite sure whether there was a measure of meanness in that, or he just didn't think they would take a black student. What he said, however, made me more determined to get in there. Who could blame the late Daniel Hill Sr. for thinking that the younger of his two sons would not be admitted to the then mainly white independent school? There were no black students at the time, and just one during Hill's 4 years. It was quite a journey, said the recipient of this year's H.J. Crawford. He was the first principal from 1910 to 1923. Award that recognizes significant contributions to the advancement of UTS by an individual or group. I was the only black student in my grade and often the only one in the school. When I started returning to volunteer at UTS several years after graduating, I found it particularly moving to see how much the school had been succeeding in bringing in students who traditionally had been excluded from the UTS community. I was also happy to see that the school is fully integrated, because when I started, it was boys only. A lot more, however, can change to bring girls into the school. School Principal Dr. Leanne Foster and Deputy Principal Dr. Kimberly Tavares presented the award to Hill at the annual alumni reunion on November 2nd. He has been a vital member of the UTS community from his days as a student and school captain to his recent work with our students, said Foster. He has been a classroom and assembly speaker. He has worked with our Writers Craft students and has supported our students' Black Equity Committee. As the campaign co-chair for the Building the Future campaign, Hill also supported the Building Renewal and was the inaugural speaker at the Building the Future Speaker Series. Larry's commitment to these initiatives has made a profound impact on our community and has significantly advanced the strategic goals of UTS, Foster said. In conversation with UTS Black Equity Committee co-presidents and grade 12 students, Cece Sutherland and Tien Tesfaye, Hill reflected on his time at the institution and how it shaped him. One of the most terrifying, yet exhilarating and stimulating things was that we were required to come up on stage and speak extemporaneously in front of the entire school, he recalled. The first time, I was terrified and paralyzed, and I am sure I did a horrible job. You were given a piece of paper with half a phrase, and you were given 2 minutes to prepare before speaking. It was a fantastic way to learn how to speak, and it helped you gain confidence. I was part of the debating club, which I loved. I was encouraged to write, even though most of my peers were interested in the sciences. The author of 11 books, Hill has 10 honorary doctorates from Canadian universities and is a professor of creative writing at the School of English and Creative Studies at the University of Guelph. Born in Newmarket, where his interracial parents moved to from the United States the day after they married in 1953, the family relocated to Don Mills 8 years later. Growing up in the suburban Toronto neighborhood, he was the only black on his track club and hockey teams in the 1970s. "We had to stretch to find and connect with black people," the 2015 Order of Canada appointee said. "I had to bring that effort through reading and travels. Growing up in the crucible of racial ambiguity drove me to write and make sense of the world and my place in it. In a way, I am grateful for that." In response to a question about book bans, particularly those that attempt to systematically and disproportionately impact black youth who would benefit from the literary work's interrogation of society as they shape their understanding of their people's history, Hill reminded the audience that a Dutch group burned the cover of his award-winning bestseller, The Book of Negroes, in Amsterdam in 2011 because of its title. "I don't believe in banning books," he said. "If you happen to be a 17-year-old high school student and want to understand genocide, you might have to read Mein Kampf, written by Hitler, to grasp what led him to propagate one of the worst genocides in the world. banning books is a gross mistake. Tavares said it was important for members of the Black Equity Committee to engage Hill in dialogue. Often, he addresses his family history and the journey to claim his identity. UTS is known for its academics and high achievement, said Tavares, who was promoted to deputy principal last April. So, there is a way that we ignore conversations related to equity because there could be this misguided belief that it is not something that needs to be attended to at the school. Despite what Lawrence Hill got from this school and his amazing accolades, he is also committed to ensuring that we are not avoiding or ignoring the reality that racism and discrimination take place, especially when you are young and trying to navigate school. To do better, we have to talk about it. The work of the Black Equity Committee is integral to our broader commitment to anti-racism, equity, diversity, and inclusion. This student committee, along with other student-led initiatives, is pivotal in fostering a more inclusive community and contributing to a more representative school community. Since 2022, UTS has celebrated Black History Month as Black Futures Month. Black Equity Committee students intentionally decided to make the month more future-focused and forward-thinking. In doing so, they highlight the school's commitment to grasping and acknowledging past and present injustices while celebrating the contributions made by Black people and cultures to Canada's development. Established in 1910 as a practice school and a laboratory school for the University of Toronto's Faculty of Education, UTS became an ancillary unit of U of T 2 decades ago, separate from the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education. In 2021, UTS commissioned Dr. Avis Glaze to review its policies and practices and engage stakeholders in focus groups to provide recommendations on making the school more diverse and inclusive. Over the years, UTS has produced outstanding graduates who have served their communities with distinction in a variety of occupations, the International Education Advisor said. I was very happy when the board and then Principal Rosemary Evans asked me to conduct a review of the school. It certainly was one of the most enjoyable activities in my consulting career. I left feeling that if I had a son or daughter, I would certainly have considered the school because of its teaching staff, high standards, engaged parents, and commitment to diversity, inclusion, and holistic education. In 2022, Glaze delivered her report that outlines 57 recommendations for positive change and takes practical steps to address racism, improve diversity, and engender a sense of inclusion and meaningful belonging for students and staff from underrepresented groups. UTS acted immediately. I was very pleased with the swift response to my recommendations and the implementation plan they created, added Glaze, who is a former Ontario Education Commissioner. Thanks to the board, as a result of the steadfast commitment and seriousness of purpose, the parents, staff, and students are already realizing the results they have worked assiduously to achieve.